This is KUT. Austin City Council members must soon choose which of at least four proposed mobility bonds will be up for a public vote in November. One phrase that's peppered the This is KUT. Austin City Council members must soon choose which of at least four proposed mobility bonds will be up for public vote in November. One phrase that has peppered the whole conversation: smart corridors. Up until last week, Austin Mayor Steve Adler was calling his mobility bond proposal the Smart Corridor Resolution. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, to aspire to smartness, you must first be, well, dumb.
And the intersection right outside the KUT offices is real dumb.
There is a lot going on. We have a lot of people walking across. We have buses, we have trucks idling on the side of the road, as well as traveling through the intersection.
That's Jen Duthie with UT's Center for Transportation Research. We're standing at the intersection of Guadalupe and Dean Keaton. It's on the list of corridors the mayor would like to make more intelligent, a quote, smart corridor.
The mayor is using it in a way that means we're being smart in terms of how we move people. So focusing on people movement instead of just the traditional vehicles and level of service.
The phrase isn't unique to Austin. As part of a project on an interstate in Northern California, officials use SMART as an acronym. It stands for Safety, Mobility, and Real-Time Traffic Management. But Adler's using it literally to mean smart design.
It means that you do things like putting right and left turn lanes at the intersection so that people aren't caught behind cars that are turning. You put medians down the street so that cars are not turning left in the middle of a block that everybody piles up behind.
This intersection I'm standing at has turning lanes, but no median. Adler says the corridors he'll focus on include Lamar, Burnett, Guadalupe, and Airport Boulevard, among others. But the mayor says we can't just use traffic, or lack thereof, to judge the IQ of these streets. Smart corridors also mean building dense, mixed-income housing along these roads and supporting local businesses.
The ability for people to safely be able to find what they need in a closer proximity to where they are.
But all this talk about funding a $720 million bond proposal and making our corridors smart begs this question.
Are these roads right now stupid?
Yes, these roads are now stupid. And by stupid, I mean people are waiting way too long in traffic. They're watching light cycles go past them.
The mayor's also talking about adaptive traffic light technology on these streets, so lights can turn green or red in response to light or heavy traffic. Council members will continue to discuss the various bond proposals at their meeting on Thursday. Voters could see one of them on the ballot in November. The mayor says his plan would increase property taxes for the average homeowner by roughly $60 a year. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.